The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
888-808-1019. All right, so I'm told that the great Jerry Seinfeld was actually listening and has called in. And I'm hoping I can, you know, defend his honor here like he needs it against Paul saying a couple of good Seinfeld episodes. So, Jerry, if this is actually Jerry Seinfeld, thank you so much for calling. I appreciate it. Let me just tell you,
you're
first.
You're so welcome.
There are two people in this studio, and I'm one of them who is a fan of you, amazingly enough. So thank you so much for calling.
You're so welcome. I love the show.
Oh,
I'm not arrogant enough to think that everybody should like what I do. I just wanted you to know it doesn't bother me. I'm okay with it. That, you know, one out of two is fine for me.
That's it? You're good with that? Yeah, well, listen. The idea, first of all, I do watch The Court. Every time I see it, it makes me think of the Kenny Rogers episode because the red just blurs my vision of these courts. I don't know if you've seen any of these NBA games in the in-season tournament. The courts are just hideous, and it just, I feel like you every time, I literally see you rubbing your eyes walking out of the room every time I look at these courts. But no, I mean, come on, here's also something, I know you listen to Steve for years, and you listen to this radio station, you're a big fan, every once in a while, there is a producer on the other side who wants to spark that argument. He wants to get involved. I could see it in his face as I was looking at him. He's you know, face to the microphone. He's ready to turn me on. He wants to say something. I reference Seinfeld, and he's going to give me that little bit of, well, there's only a few good Seinfeld episodes. So then suddenly we're in a discussion.
Well, look, we made 180 episodes.
Yes.
So we made three good ones. We're like the Giants, you know.
That's true.
We're 3-177. That's our record.
Right. That's why Larry had to leave before it was finally over. He just felt like there wasn't enough good ones in the mix. So he actually told me. So Paul told me you're still in touch with Steve. Do you still talk to Steve Summers every once in a while?
I haven't talked to Steve in a while. I think I contributed to an article about him some time back, but no, I have not. I don't keep in touch with, you know, people once they've outlived their usefulness.
Yes. I wouldn't say that about Steve, but you can. That's for sure. But and let me ask you about the Mets while I have you. Have 2 seconds? Because I know the Mets had an incredible season. I know you're a huge Met fan. This year was
huge.
One of those years that, you know, come around very few, especially with an owner with this much money and what we're hoping the Mets will be. This is the last year, really, that the Mets will have this sort of no anticipation, no expectations, and to have this unbelievable run. It kind of ends after this, and then the heaviness of expectation will weigh on this team. So,
unfortunately, you could make a pretty good argument that this season was the most magical.
Mm-hmm.
You know, not counting the two series wins, this was the most magical because it was a chemistry. And it was an energy and it was an emotional thing of guys that weren't supposed to be that good.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know what could beat that.
Does
winning with Juan Soto and Shohei Ohtani, would that be as fun as this?
No. No, I agree with you. I know this is odd, but I figured I'll tell you this because, you know, me and you are buddies. I'm a big Paul McCartney guy, and he has a song called Dear Boy. And
me too.
And there's a song, Dear Boy, on the Ram album, and it says, even when you fall in love, it won't be half as good as this. And I think of that, like, when I was watching this Mets season, because you're right. Championships are great. You want the parade. You want the championships. And ultimately, you got to get great players to do so, and he's going to probably go and try and do that. But there's something special about having the season where you, especially where they were, and to climb out of it. It's not only just a team with low expectations making it. It's a team that dug themselves such a hole, and the ability to turn themselves into one of the better teams in the league, dig themselves out of the hole, and get all the way to the NLCS was just an incredible ride. And I can imagine for someone like you, it must have been a lot of fun.
Yeah. Oh, it was the most fun. I mean, as an adult, to be jumping up and down and screaming, what makes you jump up and down and scream as an adult?
Right.
Nothing. But there's no zillion-dollar player that's going to throw his helmet down like Jesse Winker.
That's true.
I mean, right?
Yeah.
That to me, the value of that, that guy going crazy, his enthusiasm, that made it more fun than anything.
Yeah.
Do you want them to get Soto?
Well, I'm a Yankee fan, so no. You have no business to get Juan Soto. No, how dare you? No. You think you're the Yankees all of a sudden? No. I want him to be a Yankee, but I do think it's going to be fun because this is the first time. I know last year Yamamoto kind of both teams were going for Yamamoto, but it wasn't the same. He's been a Yankee. He was just playing in the World Series as a Yankee. So to have Steve Cohen finally decide to just say, listen, I've finally arrived after this year where we took a step back in many ways and still had this great run. I'm finally ready to, you know, use my power to try and get one of the great generational young talents and to do it at the expense of the Yankees. I think it's going to be a blast for the next couple of weeks. But no, I'm hoping that the Yankees recognize, you know, what they have to do. But I'm assuming you're kind of making it seem like you would be okay if they don't get him and go about building a team rather than getting Juan Soto.
Yeah, I don't know about these giant players, but tell me about the pain of the fifth inning. Tell me about that.
Really?
I want to know what did that.
Do
feel
I have to
like
go over this with Jerry
fan?
Seinfeld right now? Really?
Yeah, I want to hear your pain.
Jerry. I'm not kidding.
What was the worst of the three plays for you? Which one was the worst? The judge play was the worst.
Well, you know,
it's a guy you don't want to see that happen to that guy. He's a nice guy. He's a great, obviously one of a great player, and he's tattooed with that moment
forever. No doubt. It's still, honestly, I'm not kidding. A day hasn't gone by yet that I haven't thought about it for a little bit. In the moment,
it makes me feel so good to hear that. I can't tell you.
And I'm glad I'm pleasing you, Jerry. In the moment,
is my pleasure.
That's well. Thank you very much. The moment. In the moment, it wasn't because it's only step one. So many things have to go wrong. I don't anticipate at 5-0 that a drop fly ball is going to doom that game and doom that season. So in the moment, I'm frustrated and I can't believe it happened. But it didn't hurt as bad as watching Gerrit Cole just stand there and not cover first. In the moment, that was the one that just absolutely drove me nuts. But you're right.
Well, why is Rizzo not taking more heat? Come on.
Yeah.
A lot of first basemen would make that play.
A lot of Don't first basemen, yeah, well, can't believe I'm breaking this down with Jerry Seinfeld. Yes, I'm very upset with Rizzo, but here's the thing. That ball was such a squibber and was moving and tailing away from him.
He had
to make sure. He's not Keith Hernandez, I get it. But, like, he has to make sure that ball doesn't get by him. And bottom line, you're not wrong. In a perfect world, he makes that play and runs to first base and Betts is out. But that doesn't
It
doesn't excuse the pitcher for not covering the base, though. I don't know if they would have made the play. And honestly, I don't even think the rest of the inning happens. Like, I'm a big believer in the idea of, like, even if Betts beats it out and Cole made the play and Rizzo's just late with the toss, he's late getting to the bag, Mookie Betts and his speed beats it out, it doesn't feel as bad, and the rest of the inning might not happen. But the idea that the Yankees didn't act, the idea that the Yankees had a brain cramp in that moment, the idea the play never even got off the ground, somehow makes it worse. Like, I almost, if you remember the Steve Bartman play?
Of course.
Right.
Of course.
If Alou doesn't go absolutely crazy after the ball's not caught.
Right.
If Alou doesn't throw the glove down and throw an absolute fit and make everybody in the building realize what the hell just happened and how close we were to that big out. Like, I don't know if the rest of the inning happens. And Bartman's not recognized as this tragic figure. But because of the action afterwards, I almost hearken it back to that and makes me feel like that. Even if the play wasn't made, you can't just stand there and go, oops, like that. It can't happen. So
it's
devastating.
The next day after that game, I don't know if you noticed the Yankee hats per block in Manhattan went from 6 to 0 in one day. It was as a Mets fan, that was a very thrilling moment for me. They were vacuumed. They were vacuumed. You can't walk down one block in New York City without seeing a Yankee hat.
Yeah,
and
then for a day
gone.
It was put away. Yeah,
fantastic.
You know, it's fine. You call in to let us all know that it's okay that people don't like your show, and I applaud you for that. But now, like, you're taking bows for a very successful losing season from the Mets, and then you're taking more joy in Yankee failures than you are in Mets success.
You know,
you're looking for my pain. It's very telling.
Season, yes, but a deeper run than our American League counterparts here in the city. A deeper run, 6 games over 5.
Oh, yeah. Well, it also they were playing in the World Series, though. You can't call it a deeper run. They won one more game against the Dodgers because the Dodgers were in a position after the Padres series where they were forced to throw 2 bullpen games instead of only needing 1 against the Yankees. That's pretty.
Right.
Dave Roberts gave up 2 against the Mets and only gave up 1 against the Yankees.
Comeback on Netflix?
Amazingly enough, it hasn't been in the top of my list. No. I watched Game 7. They have a new documentary out about all different Game 7s, and I watched the Aaron Boone Game 7 to make me feel a little bit better. But no, I haven't watched the debacle that was the 2004. But I got to be honest with you.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought 2 wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first 3 orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
It's better over here. Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
It hurts more than that.
Yeah.
I know that's historic. Yes, I am a Boone guy. I'm a Boone and Brian Cashman apologist. I don't know if you know that about me.
Okay.
But,
right. No, I didn't know that.
I'm a big Yankee shill to many people, and I have no problem saying that.
I wish you the best. It's a great franchise. It's the greatest sports franchise in history, and you have a lot to be proud of.
That's how I put it sometimes. But people get very upset.
It's true.
People expect more. Just not a champion.
Inning.
Yeah.
Of the ALCS, the 5th inning this
of the World
year.
Series.
I just want to remind you. Oh, yeah, the World
I'm never going to live it down, no, and especially now that I'm like, you know, every time I have to tell the story about I talked to Jerry Seinfeld, I have to say what we were talking about. So it's...
Well, thank you for taking my call.
Well, thank you for making it.
Thank you for sticking up for me. And I just want you to know that my feelings were not hurt because I'm happy I can make even one person happy, and it's you, Chris.
Well, yes, absolutely. Well, it's more than that. You made a ton of people happy. In my opinion, it's the greatest show the comedy in the history of television. I'm a huge Seinfeld fan. I'm a huge fan of you.
Thank you so much.
I even labored through your Pop-Tart movie. That's how much I liked you. So
My Emmy nominated number one.
No, it actually did make me laugh. It was
we had a lot of fun.
It did. It made me laugh, and plus, you know, just I'm a huge cereal guy, so just the idea of
it was
you know, comedic and very much so, but it also there was interesting tidbits in there about learning about how like the breakfast food industry was something I was unaware of, like how impactful it was and how it literally changed American mornings. Like it was a little fascinating, along with all the you know, kind of bombastic humor that you put into it.
Yeah, but they there really was a war to create it.
Right.
Who could create it first? That was the true part of the story.
Yeah,
that's where we started with it.
Well,
but anyway, thank you, Chris.
Of course,
I appreciate the time.
Absolutely, thank you for calling in. I can't tell you how much I appreciate it. Thank you very much, Jerry.
My pleasure.
Be well. All right, that was Jerry Seinfeld. I did not anticipate that today. I did not anticipate. You never know. If I would have mentioned that at 3 o'clock in the morning when I'm normally on, Jerry doesn't call in, that's for sure. 888-808-1019. We got a break. See that? Look at you, Paul. Now you got to get me McCartney. You got me Seinfeld. You got to get me McCartney now.
This is what I do. This is what the glue does. I make things happen, man. I make things happen. I put things together. Seinfeld calls in to you because of me.
That's very true. I think I didn't want to get into it too much with him, but yes, I you know, the show has way more than two good episodes. I can't believe you said that. But good for you. You got it done, buddy.
I said it was one of the few. I didn't say it was just two.
Right. Obviously, so give me one more. Give me one more good Seinfeld episode.
The pilot.
Oh, that is such a rote, just couldn't think of another thing. So you said, what happened in the pilot?
I forgot. It happened a long time ago.
Exactly right. Exactly right. The only thing I remember from the pilot, I believe, was something at the airport, and George was wearing like purple sweatpants. That's all I remember. But there's obviously a ton of great Seinfeld episodes.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port and trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.